After speaking about the importance of having a Rebbe, the Mishnah continues and speaks about the importance of having a friend. The three words, k'nei lecha chaver, obviously not through finances, but through investing and working to developing good, strong friendships. We see in the second parak of Avos, Parak Bey's Mishnah Tet, where the Mishnah asks, what is the straight way people should stick to in order to develop properly? Rabbi Eliezer says, ayin tova. Rabbi Yeshua says, a chaver tov. Chaver Tov is so important in reinforcing one's values. And this goes back to the very beginning of creation, as the Rambam said, Derech Briyato Shel Adam, Bereishit Perek Bet, Pasuk Yud Chet, we're told that God says about man, Lo Tov Heyot HaAdam Levado. It's not good for man to be alone. Therefore, Es Elo Ezer Kenegdo. And when we say Lo Tov, the Radak there says, Lo Tov Shiyel Levado Belo Chevra. It's not good for human beings to be alone. And we know that it's not good because we're lonely when we're alone. And that's why having friends, having good friends, is so important. Beyond how friends help us, the Ibn Ezra, on that pasuk, Lo Tov Heyot HaAdam Levado, references a pasuk in Kohelet, Perek Dalet, pasuk Tet, Tovim Hashnayim Min Ha'echad. Two are better than one. And the pasukim there in Kohelet, Perek Dalet, speak about how a friend can assist his friend, Ki Yimipolu Ha'echad Yakim Et Chavero. But then it says in pasuk Yud Aleph, Gamim Yishkevu Shnayim, even if they can't assist each other, let's say they're both fallen together, at least they can be there for each other, they can commiserate with each other. So having a friend is so important. What is a good friend? In Tehillim Perikuf Yutet, Pasuk Samach Gimel, David HaMelech says, Chaver ani l'chol asher yireyucha. I'm a friend for anyone who fears you, God. When a person connects with those who fear God, that most basic value of being a Yirei Hashem is reinforced. And that's why the number one thing we should be looking for in friends, and it should be something that causes us to befriend anyone who has this, is someone who is a Yirei Elokim. The pasuk continues, L'chol asher yireyucho l'shomrei pikudecho. People are Yirei Shamayim, people who keep mitzvot. This is the core of what reinforces those values. The Rambam on our Mishnah discusses much more at length the different things that friends give to each other and the different levels of friendships. I recommend to people reading through the entire piece of the Rambam, but I'd like to focus on the last part, where the Rambam speaks about the highest level of a friend. And he says the highest levels are when you can trust someone, in ohev bitachon, where you know you can share anything with that friend and trust that it won't be used against you, it'll be used to help you. And I believe you see this concept by Yehuda and his friend, called friend, from Adulami, in Bereishit Perek Lamechet Pasuk Chaf, who he sends to Tamar, who he thought was a prostitute, to retrieve the signs he had left with her. It says, Vayishlach Yehudet Gedi Ha'izim Biyad Re'ehu Ha'adulami. Think about that conversation where Yehuda explained to his, in quote, friend, about how he had lost his stick in the first place. This was a friend he felt he could share even embarrassing things with, and that his friend would be there to help him. This is, I think, what we mean when we say in Sheva Brachot, Sameach Tesamach Re'im Ha'ahuvim. Beloved friends, beloved by each other, able to trust each other. This is what we seek and what we should rely on each other in marriage and our best friend for. The Rambam concludes the discussion and says, the top, loving, highest level of friendship is when two people desire the same things, are directed in the same direction. This is ultimately what kind of chaver we should look for should be. On the most basic level, to summarize, we need friends and we should look for friends. Even if we can't help each other, at least to sympathize and commiserate and give strength to each other, what we should look for in a friend is someone with the same ideals, a Yirei Shamayim, Shomer Mitzvot, and a person who we can trust, share with, and trust that they'll use it to help us, person looking in the same direction we are, there for us and we're there for them.